This is You Can't Treat Steak Like a Chicken Breast. Get it for free at otfi.com/steak.
There's an Allman Brothers song called You Can't Treat Steak Like a Chicken Breast. Because you can't treat steak like chicken breast. Can't treat pants like country dress. Can't go to court if you don't have a case. Smack your butt if you're wearing that lace.
All right.
Yeah. Get some fucking steak nuggets.
I love steak nuggets. I'm all about the meat right now. I'm all about this.
Yo, where are the good steak nuggets at? Steak nuggets. Steak nuggets. Or steak nuggets. 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 Steak nuggets.
Oh my god.
You know, tell Wonder Woman who's fly. You know, spin in a chicken breast eye.
Yeah. In a breast eye.
Mike TV remembers that song.
Oh, let's start this thing! Woo! Hello, you beautiful denizens of chat realm, you demon hordes of the internet, you fantabulous fixtures of this time and place. My name is Brian Rushman. I am live in Austin, Texas. That means it has got to be go time for Night Attack, bringing you the best of the worst of the internet ever since ever. Joining me, as always, is me BFF, no KK, just JRY, top of the morning to you.
And a fare thee well to you, Brian, me old mate.
Just a beautiful top of the morning, indeed. Hi, why don't you tell the nice people what we're up to?
Well, now I'd be so glad to do so, Brian. Well, you know, we have our good old friend in here, the troubadour of his own age. Twitch.tv/MikeTVLive, where you could just call him Mike TV.
Oh, sure, and begorra.
Well, you know what they say, Brian. This is all irony.
It's nothing but the irony, you know. That's it.
Yes, you know, it's not racist if they're also white. That bumper stick. Oh, no.
The blackout. Never go full Irish.
Welcome back. The black Irish?
Bonnie.
I think that's a dark hair. No, it's not.
I'm sorry.
Give Bonnie that she's not ready for the front page.
Oh, you don't say.
Hey, man. All right. So we got a full house tonight. We're going to have a ton of fun. But you pulled out something during the pre-show that was already a huge hit. Do we want to go into this?
Yep. Yeah. So my brother moved recently, and he got a hold of some items from our childhood, and still in the package from 1988, I want to say, when I was, in eighth grade, was this package containing one Boglin. And I question anybody who knows what a Boglin is. Nobody seems to have known.
You asked me, and I didn't know whether or not you were kidding or not. I thought it was like a new toy. You're like, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I heard you as Norm MacDonald. You were just like,
yeah, anybody remember these Boglins?
It's Boglins. So this was 87.
Jeez. Yeah, it was. We had just moved back from Norway, and we had Christmas presents under the tree. And this is at that age where I'm starting to know better, but I'm still trying to figure out what presents are. And I got this from my Aunt Karen, and you pick up the box, you shake it, doesn't really feel like anything. And then one night, parents are out, and it's like you kind of get one finger in, because it's like the one thing is you must not tear. The tape, because then they'll know, right? But
I mean, listen, this sounds a lot like middle school.
You got one finger in? What?
Well, I got one finger in right between them folds. And I think
did you have to tease it about
I had never been this far. And yeah, I wonder what majesty lies in store. Yeah. And I
think about going more than one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Listen, yeah. And I curl around and I feel open space in there. And I was like, I didn't know that's what was in there. And then I felt the salty crevices of a bog-like, hideous, warded, diseased creature.
I think you're doing it wrong, man.
Someone went to public school.
And it was so messed up. I'm like, what is this? So it's like in our family, we always got to open one Christmas present early on Christmas Eve. And so I'm like, I got to know what this is. And I tore it open. And if you haven't seen it,
Here we go. Yeah. Just go ahead. Slowly rise this boglin into frame.
Oh, he's got horns. Oh. Oh, God. He looks like the first sketch of Shrek. He looks like the first...
You know, he does. He looks like Turkish Shrek.
I was the thrown away Shrek.
He's Irish now.
They went Scottish instead of Irish. I said, I'm truly green, though. They didn't care. So I became a senator. Senator.
Senator.
Senator. I got bribed. They called me the senator because I got bribed for one penny. Cheaper than any other senator, I'll tell you that. There's 100 of us. The senators will come for you. We'll eat your souls, but give it back for only one penny.
Senator Boglin, it looks like you only have one arm. How did you lose your other arm?
I'm glad you asked me that. You know, many people in the great Goblin Boglin War, they refused to serve. I was one of them. They caught me and they ripped off my arm. I was very ashamed. Hold on. I've got to fix my eyes. Hold on. There we go.
Oh my God. All right. So this thing, it, for those of you who are listening on audio, imagine that Shrek's head had Jabba the Hutt's tail just out the back like a
and
rat.
And Jabba the Hutt's libido. Let's not forget about that. and love the young ladies.
What? All right. The young ladies, huh?
I meant the old ladies.
Oh, okay.
Very old ladies who are old and warty like me, Senator Boglin.
It bring us into a date that you would have with one of these old ladies.
Okay, so first I got to pick up an old lady. So I go to Vegas and I walk past all these slot machines and I go to the Britney Spears show. And then I walk up on stage.
This is a long journey.
And
I
grab Britney Spears.
Britney,
against her will.
Oh. Okay,
and
that's
then
not
I
appropriate.
Say, have you ever done it with a senator?
I mean, this seems like a Me Too waiting to happen, Senator Boglin.
Well.
This is a great
Senator Boglin's eyes are just darting as he's making his way off the stage here. Oh my God, what an embarrassing moment for Senator Boglin.
This is great. YouTube.com/Night Attack Show if you want to see this visual bit.
Yeah. Wow, he's doing the bit again. He's going back again.
Anyway, it was so disturbing that it was the last Christmas present that I tried to peek in. I'm so glad it's back in my life. I forgot how fun this thing was.
By the way, I imagine that you, how old were you at this point that you got this as a gift?
Oh, 74. No, not him. No, I was 13.
I imagine that 13-year-old Brian Brushwood reaching in and not knowing what this thing is as he reaches into the box, immediately saw what just happened. Like, just flashed into the future and just is like, oh, it's me, Senator Boglin. And you're like, oh, God.
And then all of a sudden, my eyes, they roll like a cartoon and they land on Jackpot. And I'm like, I'll become a magician and then an internet comedian. And then we'll have albums and we'll be on the front page of Twitch, which will be a thing, I assume.
You know what about
so what about you, man? I we have a new record, and I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like I'm admonishing you, but I swear I'm not. I think we went a record 3 phone calls that went unanswered, which I can assume only what happened because you were having a fantastic vacation and just didn't have time to return.
Well, certainly I will not break that record now that I know that you keep count.
Well, no, you know how it goes. It's like you got a circuit when you have downtime and you call some folks. And it was only at the third time that I was like, wow, man, Justin's really. And then it hit me. I'm like, he's on vacation. Where is he on vacation? And I was like, the most wonderful place on the planet. And I don't mean Disney World. I mean specifically the drinking around the world at Epcot, which is a subsection.
I was on the vacation that I became hot for once you guys did it and we couldn't because we were doing TwitchCon. But yeah, me and Ash went down to Epcot. In fact, I'll tell you what, I really kind of want to shame her here on the front page.
I swear to God, if you pull out another Boglin, I'm going to just instantly jizz and we're canceling the show.
I have no idea how much I wish I had another Boglin right now.
Jay still has his.
Jay's
too,
got the
right?
other one.
Does he really?
That's awesome.
So we go to Disney. And mind you, Ashley, although we've been to Disney a couple times, is very skeptical on us doing a Disney trip.
Okay, can I set the stage here? You had, I think you said this on the show, so I don't think I'm talking out of school. But
sure.
Ashley, you grew up in Florida where there are lots of theme parks and they tell a lot of story and hopefully integrate a good ride. Whereas Ashley grew up in Ohio, which had this kind of ride or die, Cedar Point or get bent mentality where it's like, it's about the coasters, bro. And she took some convincing to go along for this ride.
Well, she's just like, oh, well, you know, whatever. We do like one day at Epcot. We can probably bang that out in a half day. Like, what else to do? Like, why are we going to stay on property? Why are we going to spend the money? Yada, yada, yada. And then she finds out, like a day into us being there. We have a great day at Epcot, and it's a fun time. She finds out about pin trading.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
literally.
No.
Bonnie's face. Like at the sound of pin trading, went full Boglin.
Full Boglin.
Bonnie did not approve.
She found out about pin trading late Saturday night. Right here, actually, don't even worry about the shop price. I have it right here, live. 24 hours later.
Wow. Holy shit.
Wow.
She looks like she looks like the Mooch from the Whiskey Vault channel. She's got like that's amazing.
How many pins does she get?
24.
I don't even want to count, nor do I want to think about how much money was there. But also, you realize how much the pin trading. All right, here. I think she might be coming in too. So she's sheepishly walking around. Here, do you want to take your booty? Well, people are saying, why did I let her get into pin trading? There was no stopping her. She literally, we were done for the night on Saturday night. And she's saying off mic that she was drunk. Sure. Listen, we all have our excuses. Just ask Angela Lansbury.
God. It's like smash cut to the PSA. It's like pins. Not even once.
So I think that we're back. Me and a buddy of mine that we had gone for the first day with are hanging out at the bar doing a nightcap, which, by the way, pro level drinking around the world when you can do a nightcap at the bar and not be kicked out immediately. We're sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wow, Ashley's not here. I wonder where she went. I wouldn't be shocked if she had gone to the room. She's went to sleep. Long day, out in the Florida heat. Totally understandable. No. She shows up, blinged out, with an amount I don't even want to say that she had spent on pins, literally in the gift shop, preparing for the next day when she would do her pin trading.
Holy cow.
Awesome.
And so how do you respond to that?
I mean, what do you do, man? Like my wife just came down and said, hey, I'm doing Coke now. It's great. It's Coke. It's fantastic. Have you heard of it?
Well, and you think to yourself, like, there will be a time to discuss her cocaine habit.
Yeah.
not tonight.
Front
will be that
vacation.
Time.
You know, what are you gonna do? Like, that's fine. She's into coke now. Maybe we'll deal with it when we get home.
No,
I'll tell you what. It was great. That was after after day two. Her full regalia of all the different kinds of pins.
It looks like she almost bought a shirt full of arrows pointing at all of the pins.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. It was wild, though. When you get into that pin trading scene. So for those of you who haven't been to Disney, apparently here's how it works. You have every different store has a pin trading board that you can trade one of your pins for one of their pins. It's Disney only, right? So you can't, for example, trade a pin available in the new pin sets on Stickers or DIAF right now. You can't just do one of those like this Please Don't Die pin available now. You have to do one of theirs, but then also any of the employees that also have pins on their lanyard, they have to trade with you. And when I was asking the people, like, oh, how often do people ask about it? They're like, over 6 to 7 times an hour.
Wow. So essentially that's their job, is to walk around like ostensibly they're there to sweep up the ground, but really they're a walking trading cart.
Basically, yeah. And we actually had somebody recognize us in Epcot, like stopped us and like said hi. And literally all Ashley was doing was like, oh, hi, yeah, great, yeah, met you at Nerdtacular. What's that bird pin doing?
So did she collect to a certain theme? Like she wanted all aviation, an aviary?
So now the thing was she immediately decided only bird pins. Awesome. She only wants bird pins. Except, do you want to tell how you disappointed a 8-year-old?
Oh no.
I was literally about to get on mic and then I chased her off.
Oh. So I guess it's up to you to tell us.
Oh, it's the end of the night and all of a sudden we run across a family that wants us to take a picture, right? And the boy, it's a boy, girl, mom, dad. And so they're like the boy's like, "Oh, can I trade for one of your pins?" And she goes full, like, awesome, like, you know, like, super great with the kid. Like, oh, sure, yeah, yeah. What do you got? What do you got versus what I got? And so he's, like, he's shooting for the moon. Like, he wants the awesome, gigantic Darth Vader one for, like, garbage. And she's like, well, I want a bird pin. Seems simple. She might even trade something larger for any kind of bird pin. All they have, was it a Donald or a Daisy? It was an ugly Donald, but she did not deem that bird worthy enough.
No, dude, that's a bird.
He's a duck.
He's a bird.
Look at his second name.
His next
I
is
a bird for him.
So she has to look this 8-year-old in his eyes and just be like, "Sorry, kid, no sale."
Donald's the worst, though. I mean
so you're on her side.
I have children, and I would be okay with you not accepting that pin because Donald sucks.
But
also,
yeah, what look, he's got issues. He's got anger management issues.
You know why? Because people keep denying him at birdhood. That's what it happens over 20 years. It starts to piss you off.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. What?
What?
You get denied birdhood. Explain. Hold on.
He keeps getting denied birdhood by people like Bonnie saying he's not.
Explain to me the sexual move of birdhooding. How does one bird? Maybe write a song about it. Let's hear about birdhooding.
Oh my God!
That's the thing about Mike TV is that now he's trying to think of a song about bird.
Well, I used to be a bird just the other day. I had the wings and I had the bill, but then I ran across some petulant woman that said, "You're no bird. You're just an angry little duck." It's me, Donald the Bird. Also known as Donald the Duck. Ducks are birds, by the way. Me, Donald the Bird. Donald, I'm Donald. Donald, I'm Donald the Bird Duck. So that was my, you know, I saw that was my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you what, number one, everybody, if you are aware of Mike TV, Mike TV streams live on Twitch, twitch.tv/MikeTVLive. It was so easy. Go ahead and follow him as well. But if you want to support this show, the easiest way to do it is go to patreon.com/nightattack. That is where you can make sure that you kick us a little scratch, a little scrilla, a little, I don't know.
A little scratch?
Rock Limbaugh. You know, if you want to go ahead and support the show, Snurdly, what do you want to go ahead and do is go to patreon.com/nightattack. That's where the drive-by media can't get to the money that you would give to us, the Night Attack program.
More importantly, Mr. Twitch TV star Rush Limbaugh, L. Rushbo.
Twitch.tv/L. Rushbo. I'm speed running Mario Odyssey.
Oh, what's
500 stars.
Now, hold on. God, now, when you're playing Mario Odyssey, AM radio legend Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, it's me. I love Mario Odyssey. You know, you go to different places. A Bowser. Has a, you know, reminding me a lot of Bill Clinton, strong arming, goon arming, yeah, Princess Peach.
Hold on, L. Rushbo. It's very curious to me that the guy my dad listens to while he's watching Fox News would be so interested in such a young hip game like Mario Odyssey.
I love the Switch, Brian. It's a fantastic device. Again, in Mario Odyssey, much like Uncle Joe Biden, just very handsy with Princess Peach, absconding with her, on his airship to a wedding that she has plainly not consented to, and now it is up to Mario.
So you are concerned with issues of consent when it comes to ladies.
Well, you know, when it comes to Senator Al Frankenstein and the rest of the Dems with their wandering hands, it's no wonder where Bowser gets it.
Now, how do you answer to allegations about our commander-in-chief and his admitted sexual assaults?
Mario Odyssey is a fantastic game that combines real-world elements with a very, very compelling strategy where you throw your hat onto literally anything, and you now inhabit the being. I love it, Snurdly.
So you would say that throw your hat in the ring for Mario Odyssey.
I would, and you can watch me speed run Mario Odyssey on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/lrushbo666.
Oh my god, I didn't know. That's a
magic phase, Brian. I mean, I have, as soon as I got these cochlear implants, I started seeing things in a new way.
Now, when you say seeing things in a new way, you are hallucinating?
You know, the same way that Reynaldus Magnus took upon the White House and decided to slay all of the demons from the scumbags that comprise the drive-by media and their lady journalists.
They're lady journalists?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in the
first level, you're in what seems to be an afterlife.
And I think lady journalists are called journalists.
Mario Odyssey. Patreon.com/nightattack is where you can support this show.
I'll tell you what.
99.5 WRNO.
Hey man, yeah, if you are a new pledger on Patreon or you raise your pledge.
Take two. Take two. Don't raise your pledge.
Aluminum linoleum. Then you get to participate in the.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Night Attack new Patreon name chant corner hour.
All right, Justin, I need you to pick a first name. Oh, doggone it. I was about to call out a name because it was the most recent activity. Turns out, it was somebody going from $5 to $1.
Oh, geez. Well, then we'll have the silent cursing of you.
Okay, you know who you are. Enjoy our new segment. Give me the echo. Give me our new segment.
Silent judgment.
Silent judgment.
Silent judgment.
Silent judgment.
All right. That's the end of that bit. So if you don't want the silent judgments, then you better get on over to patreon.com/nightattack.
What might somebody be doing? And then they're listening
crying
to this.
Crying into his hands, hopefully.
No.
Just weeping.
Somebody.
Do we have a real one?
I know.
Somebody. No, that was it. That was the real one. New bit. Silent judgment.
No, somebody was just eating the rest of the pumpkin pie. That's what
I
think.
Yeah, trading pins. You see, he's the dad of the kid who couldn't get the bird.
Okay, so now we do our next favorite.
Oh, hi, Gyromancy. You're so cute.
You're so cute. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a portion of the show. We go full Twitch.
Oh, thank you, Blue Front. Oh, thank you. You're so cute.
Oh, my God. Not weird. So, that
somebody has to tell a boring story while we cam girl.
Mike.
Thank you, Spider 5597. You're such a
champ.
I had to wash the dog a couple days ago. Yeah,
you still have a dog?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 I mean, he visits
thank
me irregularly.
Thank you, MacBook Pro 17. Yeah.
So I had to wash him, but
how often do you wash the dog? Say thank you, Justin. Are you
Justin? You're so
cute.
A cat.
So yeah, I wash him. I wash him, you know, like maybe every.
Thank you, Chimera 96.
Every 6 weeks or so, he's usually pretty
I'm
filthy.
Wet.
And so the thing is I didn't have any shampoo, and so I had to.
I see you 100 bits. Thank you, man.
He's a gigantic dog.
Yeah.
And so I borrowed a little shampoo from my buddy. But my buddy had there was like one squirt of shampoo, so I'm like,
thank you, Captain Jack. I'll make this work.
Thank you. You're so cute. You're so cute. You're a cutie. You're such a cutie.
So I was like, I'll make this.
Yeah, you're cutie.
I'll make this work. No problem. You know, like, and so I get him in the bathtub.
I'm on 50 bets. I'm gonna do so many things with these bets.
And I soak him. I soak him full of water, and then I go. And there's just a little blotch of, and so now I'm like, all right.
Oh my God, Sunban, you double teamed 50-50.
Sunban, 50. Make it copies. Just realize that's the same bar.
Wait, are you telling
Alex
me that
Berthet,
you had to
so you
buy
just subscribed
a squirt?
All over my face?
No, well, I mean, I didn't buy it. My buddy had some shampoo left.
Oh, okay.
And he gave it to me. I'm like, yeah, this should be all right.
JK
turns out that with a gigantic dog.
JKing 206, you're the worst. JK.
JK. I'm JKing.
So anyway,
with a gigantic dog, you can't use just one squirt and expect it to cover, like, to get the whole dog clean. And he was filthy. So I just kept him. I kept him in there.
I'm crying. 7 months of awesomeness. I want to come.
Let me come. You're so cute.
Oh my God. Reject 69817817. Let me get my toys. Hold on. Let me get my toys.
What?
This is a portion of the bit called dropping of all pretense.
J105. Oh, you think all of it? I don't know.
Oh Jesus. We have one more. All right, here we go.
WJ says, thank you. Thank you. For 200, I'll take him out.
Oh, are we done? Are we
yes,
done with the
we're
bit?
Done.
Oh, okay.
Is your dog clean?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
great. Anyway, he cleaned his dog.
Anyway, whatever.
Hey, man, it's that time of the year.
It's the time of the year.
Yeah, it's that time of the year where everybody buys Boglins for 13-year-olds to mess with their minds.
For $1,400, apparently.
Even in your hand.
Or 24.
You don't even have your hand in it.
No, he's tripping on shrooms right now. Oh, he's
like, my God, is this the Avatar River Ride?
Imagine we pull up. we pull a heist, and there's the whole river ride that's nothing but Christmas lights and black lights. And then at the end, instead of the one animatronic that's good, it's just this guy going, "Oh, I'm Senator Boglin. I'm here to answer your questions. Oh, don't stop. I'm so, oh, dear, you're going on a flume ride. Oh, dear." What was the bit we were doing at Dragon Con with the A?
The D-Man and the A-Man?
A-Man, the A-Man.
Wow. Was that even on the show?
No, not at all.
That was
We spent 4 hours on the A-Man while we brunched and never mentioned it anywhere else. We've never even talked about the A-Man again, and it was incredible.
Okay.
One of my favorite things is whenever we're out doing a show or a convention or something and Bryce is with us, is just what happens with Brian and I. It's the basis of the show is Brian and I just try to make each other laugh. Except Bryce gets angry because it's his job to make sure that we're funny on the show. So he just like is laughing really hard, but also just very, he is as frustrated as he is delighted, as he's just like, no, save. These are all things that like, I know right now, if I just said in the Discord, hey, this is what the bit that these guys are doing, they'd be like, save it or record it because they want to hear it. And we're just, no, 4 hours, we never said anything about the fact that the D-Man, who for those of you who are listening to us for the first time, The D-Man, my name is Peter Diamandis. I have the American world record for divorce.
How many divorces do you have?
I've been divorced an American record over 141 times.
Oh, did it go up? Did you go up? I thought
it has. It has. The D-Man has been a busy man.
The D-Man has a rival.
That's right. Yes,
guess what I was busy doing.
What you were what?
Getting divorced.
The problem is that divorce is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord, isn't it? you're a sinner.
No. It is my rival from across the Atlantic Ocean. Irish A-Man.
You heard me say it to the A-Man. I'm here. People say A-Man. It's the A-Man. That's why they say it, is because I'm always on the scene. Listen, you're an affront to God and all of his plans. He says, thou shalt not get divorced. It's in the Bible, isn't it? And so instead, I obey the Bible. And I get annulments.
Oh, well, of course.
Hold the global record, not just the American, not just for the colonies. I hold the global record for annulments. 2075. 2075. And if I meet your mother tonight, it'll be 2076, won't it?
You are a real piece of work, A-Man. I swear, just because you have some backwards deal with a pope doesn't mean
that. Hold on. I remember this. The A-Man, you're getting married to these women so that you can
get
them.
Oh, of course. You have to get married. I've never had sex out of marriage, not once.
Okay, but you can't get an annulment if you consummated the wedding.
Of course you can. It just takes a 20 and a fifth of whiskey. You can always get out. Come on. Now, listen,
That seems dubious. If you're going to have the global record, that seems dubious.
It's not for me to judge other people, but I damn you to hell, and you're going to burn for all eternity. You are an affront to all the God's creations.
I think this is a judgment.
Hey, man, I think you're a real a-hole. That's another classic D-Man zinger.
You can workshop that one a little bit, D-Man.
That's the difference between you and me. A soul is a punchline to you. To me, it's my one-way ticket to heaven. I'll be up there in the afterlife, taking poops down on hell with you. You and all your divorced sinners below you. Meanwhile, all the other ladies I've annulled up there partying, doing the Macarena, ain't we? That's right.
The Macarena is still in vogue in heaven.
Yes. And everything's in vogue. We do the Macarena.
The Vogue.
Including the Vogue.
So anyway, here we go. Now we did the D-Man and the A-Man.
Thank you.
All right, so here's what's happening. We are...
Oh, you're saying this isn't the bit? All of a sudden, the D-Man can't keep it up. It's got to change the bit. That's what happens when you lose a rap battle of divorces, verses, and annulments. Drop a beat, MC. I said MC, you're the DJ. No, oh, sorry. I got nothing. All right, for reals, let's do the bit.
All right. Hold on. All right, so here's what happens. It is the season to be buying from scamstuff.com, but also from other sites. So we had one of our favorite things that we like to do is go looking at AliExpress. This is Alibaba, the Chinese site. They have all manner of crazy shit on that site that we are asking people to send us links to the wildest stuff you can find on AliExpress. And our main man, Mike TV, is going to help us come up with a song to serenade you into possibly buying that that product.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that all of us are going to contribute here, right? I mean, it's like there might be a bridge over which one of us should speak, detailing the benefits to each of these. So let's take a look.
Sure.
Bryce, what is the first suggested item from the demon hordes of the internet that people should buy their loved ones for Christmas?
Sure. Well, let's take a look. Like, if we take a look, can someone describe this as an audio podcast also?
Those are Pokeballs, right? Like, you know, they're ready for Pokemon training because you're going to throw them right there at one of them Pokemon and they're going to get caught up right in the ball.
That's right. The latest beautiful 55 millimeter, three parts colorful Pokeball, Pokemon Go, herb grinder, weed, tobacco grinder, cigarette, smoke crusher is $5.14 a piece on AliExpress.com.
Wait, do they have affiliate programs? I feel like we could actually move these.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. We can look into that. But we've got these great Pokemon ball.
All right, so we got Pokemon grinders. Balls that grind weed. What is the target demographic for this? 12-year-olds wanting to get wicked high,
but they want to grind right.
Wait, are current 12-year-olds into Pokemon, or is it just people who used to be 12 when it was hot?
Okay, when it was hot. Spoken like a man who doesn't have three daughters, aged 4, 10, and 13.
It's almost like that's an accurate description of him.
Huh? Yes. Well, the answer is yes. It's still very, very popular, and kids still love it.
I mean, did you hear the story? My wife just broke an 8-year-old's heart because the bird pin wasn't good enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a total generation that is about my age.
Sandwich Bread. Brad says Tokemon.
Tokemon. Of course.
That's pretty good.
Of course. I mean, they're definitely okay, so, 20, 30-year-olds who got into Pokemon when they were young and smoke a lot of weed now.
I've got to feel like if you're 27 and you bring a girl home and you mention that you have some weed and that it's like, well, let's, you know, maybe we'll, and she's like, yeah, I'm into that. And then you go to get, you open your bag of weed and it's very unground. It's very unground.
I like to hijack.
And then you have to think twice, like, is this going to, like, this is a polarizing moment. Either, like, is she going to think this is the coolest thing ever, or is she going to think, like, that's weird that you would infantilize druggies?
Yeah. It's like, oh, wait, is she going to run out of here, or is she the one?
Yeah.
Well, sell us on it,
see if we can be
Mike
sold on
TV.
It.
All right, so, yeah, so this is what I came up with in the minute that you guys were talking. My bow's a magic bow, is the grind up ball, my weed. My balls gotta catch 'em all, my balls are all you need. My balls, get my balls. My balls are Pokeballs, the pokiest of them all.
Pokeballs, available now at AliExpress. I know that you've got some hottie from the club you want to bring her on down and get wicked high. But before you bend time and space, you've got to grind that weed, don't you? Isn't that right, Philip Seymour Hoffman?
I choose you, weed a chew.
Thank you, Philip Seymour Hoffman. May you rest in peace.
I was in Boogie Nights.
What other movies?
I was in Along Came Polly.
Oh, but most importantly, you will always be my master. Take it away, Mike TV.
My balls are magic balls. Balls grind out my weed. My balls got a kitchen ball. My balls are all you need. My balls are magic balls. Yes, they are indeed. My balls are pokeballs. They're the only balls you need.
Woo!
Incredible work.
One for one. One for one.
Oh, my God. My God. Who knew that Philip Seymour Hoffman could talk?
Yeah.
And he apparently, like, has a servant of Pitchman.
All right. What else we got, Bryce?
Well, we've got, you need to decorate any space that you're in, right? And we've got a beautiful, this is coming to us from Amazon.com.
Amazon.
The Beauty Made Chinese Red Porcelain Ceramic Craftwork Incense Burner Black Flow Cone Holder Artwork Home Decor Figurine. And now I'd like to show you that this is
Oh, Jesus!
Can someone describe the image?
Okay, it's a ceramic figurine with a naked lady with enormous jugs that appear to be shooting out milk at all times. Oh, wait, no, that's smoke. That's smoke.
Oh, yeah, it is smoke.
Yeah, no, it's incense, and the smoke pours out of her nipples.
Now, hold on. Incense can't go down a tube like that. It's an incense holder, but I think you have to light one of those incense bricks and maybe put it in her butt.
I think it's like a cone she's sitting
on. Yeah, there's a backside.
Oh, got it. There's a loader. What is the target demographic for this, Justin?
This is probably age 5 to 8. we want to think about the good old days. They're just like, well, you know, I want to think about when I was breastfeeding, but I also want some sweet, chamomile, whenever
it's like, when you need to mask odors because you're playing with your Pokeballs, but you're also wanting to be comforted by the memories of your mom's enormous jugs.
Your
memories. Yeah.
Your memories.
Yeah. Memories and memories.
He's still ready.
Wait, I see somebody jotting those down.
1695. Too much? Not enough?
Oh, no. Listen, that one, that's a bargain.
Can we read a review on this?
Sure. Yeah, hey, and also, can we see how many fake reviews are in there?
By the way,
we've got two reviews.
I'd like to mention that Fireseed is having a sale this weekend, and you can buy much finer art for less than that.
God damn. You see them jugs? Ain't much finer art than that.
I know. That, you see, that's cast.
I think I'm looking at 2077, if you know what I mean.
So we got a review here from...
Son of a bitch.
We got a review here from an Amazon customer on November 3rd, 2017, rating it 5 stars, and it says, very nice.
Oh, by the way, this is us biting the hand that feeds us, and now we're going to Amazon.com and talking about their clay jug incense shooters.
Yeah.
All right. I think I can describe this one, Brian, and I can throw to you.
Take it away.
Yeah. She's got smoky boobs she's got. And if you've ever had smoky boobs, you'll love them sure is not. She's got smoky boobs, smoky boobs.
Now, you've heard about smoke on the water, but you've never heard about smoke out of these nips. Hi, I'm Justin Robert Young from the Night Attack Podcast. Enjoyed a little incense here and again, but not out of these real fat titties. Anyway, don't take it my word for it. Listen to this from Brian.
Oh, man. I sure like boobs, but I also like smoke. And I used to have to choose between boobs and smoke. And not until this incense holder came along. From ever since then, I've been sleeping in a closet. with all the smoke and boobs.
Listen to Brian. Never make a choice again. The world is your oyster when you've got these smoky titties. Right, Mike TV?
She's got smoky boobs she's got. And if you've ever had smoky boobs, you'll love them, sure as not. She's got smoky boobs.
Woo!
Incredible.
That's quality entertainment, people.
Best thing ever. I swear to God, if Mike TV wasn't so talented, this would be literally the worst episode we've ever done. It's so good.
I love the fact that ICU in the chat says, hey, if you're new, yes, it's like this all the time.
Well, we've got our next product here.
All right.
I think this is a real solid. This is a real home run. This is a real double solid single.
Listen, because we're only looking for big, heavy hitters for the holiday season. You know, there's a lot out there. You know, I think a lot of people went and bought a lot of stuff over Cyber Monday and Black Friday. But we bring you the real deals here on Night Attack.
That's right. So if you act now, you can get your very own 1776 Black Hat from the InfoWars store.
What?
Celebrate your love of America's independence with a 1776 cap. It's also got a little Don't Tread on Me snake on the side here, if you see, which is just all sorts of iconic.
I think a boat sink.
1776 will commence again if you try to take the guns away, as we learned from Alex Jones, who goes to the same liquor store as Brian.
Yes, that's true. By the way, Waffleophagus pointing out, no, you can't. It's out of stock.
Well,
this is fraudulent, Pierce. I'm telling you, there's a conspiracy.
David, we have to do a bid. We're going to get
saving it.
My eyes have seen the coming of another InfoWars, another InfoWars hat on my head. My eyes have seen the coming of another InfoWars. If you don't get it now, you will soon be dead.
Hello, it's me, Pierce Morgan. Now, I bear no ill will against you blokes in the colonies, even though I'm a right cunt, ain't I? Just take it from me and my friend, Alex Jones. Alex?
Pierce, you and I know that there's a lot of people out here that don't have hats, okay? If you try to take the hats, we will take our country back. The corporations, right on down to George Soros and everybody else. If you don't give me the money for my hat, you will also pay the price. Isn't that right, Pierce?
The iron price, Alex. Sorry I said price instead of price. You know, it's not like me to mess up. Anyway, I want this hat, Mike TV. I'm coughing.
My eyes have seen the coming of another InfoWars hat. Oh, it looks pretty nice. But in order to get this InfoWars hat, you gotta pay the iron price. The iron price, you gotta pay it, price.
Murder pills.
1776.
Oh my God.
Oh.
A boat sank.
A boat did. I do believe sank in 17.
It did. Oh. It did.
All right. Well, we've got some more products here.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I think we're moving units. I think that, listen, I'm getting emails right now from everybody saying, what the fuck? How are these units moving so much? Like,
So this one's great. This one's a good value. This one's a stocking stuffer. You can really stuff a good...
Just shove it in there.
Stocking.
Just get in there with both fingers, pull it wide open, and then just stick your fist in.
Pretty much. This is the Ikoki three-piece set flirting spike glove G-spot massage adult sex toys for women barbed finger sleeve glove sex product. It is a 5.0 rating with 266 votes for $1.02 a lot.
See, I think there are some items on this list that are being sold off brand. I think they can't say what they're really for. So
what is this one really for?
I mean,
advertises itself as a G-spot massager, sex toy for women. What is this really for, though?
Well, it's for stimulating conversations.
Now, I think it.
So what you do is you put these on and you wait and you put your hands in your pocket and you wait until somebody starts boring you. And then when they do, you pull out two hands covered in these G-spot stimulating spikes, silicone, and you start waving like this. And then when they pause and they're like, I'm sorry, what? Then you start stroking their face. And then when they say, please stop, and then you're like, are you done now? And then you put them back in your pockets and you reset for the next time somebody bores you. Never be bored again.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, no, I'm with that. I think that that's the most logical way that you could describe that product.
Yeah, that's the only most easy, efficient way to
I mean, they have to list all that stuff because sex sells. You know, everyone's just always like on the, you know, on the Will and Grace. It's like, hey, my G-spot and everything. It's just, it's always a thing on the TV. So you got to list it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, how are you feeling, Mike?
I don't know. I'm just rocking out now. When you got a conversation that you need to stop, break out the conversation stoppers. When you got a conversation that you need to stop, you gotta break out the conversation stoppers. But when you got a crotch that you need to grab, well, you can use the conversation stoppers.
Hi, I'm Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune. A lot of times I am at parties here in Hollywood when all of a sudden somebody starts boring me. Well, I came up with a little trick. I found a glove that I used to shove up prostitutes' butts that really solves it. But don't take my word for it. Here's my co-host, Vanna White.
Oh, Pat. Hold on, I'm sorry.
You set up a bit. You realize you were a bit.
Oh, Pat. Remember when we had too many margaritas and we totally hosted Wheel of Fortune drunk? Oh, why are you putting on the gloves again, Pat? Pat, don't rub my face. Oh!
You will get everything. The gloves. The finger space. The cuticle massager. It's all for you with these gloves. Isn't that right, Mike TV?
When you gotta stop a conversation, use a conversation stopper. And when you gotta grab a crotch, you can also use a conversation stopper. It stops conversations dead in their tracks. Raid!
No letter T's.
Vanna's classic line, no letter T's.
Yeah, that's her one speaking role. She can never speak for any letter except for T, which she does. She's a baritone. A lot of people don't know this.
No letter T's.
She sounds like Olmec from Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, wait, is that the one that Tony Carboni was on?
Yeah. Tony Carboni, contestant on Legend of the Hidden Temple.
That's so amazing.
My favorite part of this bit is Bryce, if you're listening to the audio only, mm-hmm. Bryce is over there doing his best QVC? Or the TV where they
he's slow panning the objects across the screen.
Listen,
is what you're saying.
It's a very visual medium shopping at home. You really want to get people to like feel like they're touching, you know, these products.
You got it.
Yeah, who's touching?
Man, I feel like we just encountered a new character, the head of programming at QVC.
Well, you know, people touch like the product. They love.
Hold on, this is Tim Cook. Tim, what are you doing running QVC?
You know, Justin, they make so much money on their product.
Is that his gimmick? Is half vomiting and gagging on his own words?
Brian, I am Tim Cook.
By the way, you know, Tim Cook gave the pregame speech at Auburn when they beat Alabama. I think we actually have some sound.
Yeah,
of that.
Let's go live on this. Here we go.
Hold on.
Let's just go ahead. This is Tim Cook. We actually have this. This is real audio from inside the locker room. Very exclusive. This is Tim Cook giving a pregame speech to the Auburn Tigers.
Now, fellas, when I run Apple, we use data to make a product for our customers. You need to go treat your customers right. The touchdown. So use your data and get the fuck out of there. Get it out there. Okay, wow. Boys.
Click. That was great. Now, a thrilling speech. I didn't know whether or not it was Tim Cook or Mrs. Doubtfire halfway through. But
his opening line of the speech was, "Well, hello."
Yeah.
Let's talk about
fried fruiting. Okay. All right, I think we got time for one more, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay. Oh man, we want more. There's a lot of these here, huh? Let's
How many original songs didn't we think we were going to come up with?
Mike brought a whole binder. It's hard to see. You can't see it. He brought a binder of all of his music.
Yeah, just because last time you guys there were some requests for songs, and I kind of halfway knew the lyrics, and so I was like, screw it, I'll just make sure if something comes up.
Man, the only way you can not remember your own songs is if you've written literally 8,000 of them.
Yeah, no, I mean,
oh wait, that's exactly what you've done.
Yeah,
that's you. Yeah, you're an 8,000 songwriting man.
To be totally honest, it's more like 3,000, but it is actually right around 3,000.
It's only 3,000, Brian. Yeah. Come on. Please.
But I can only play about a tenth of those, so yeah. Okay. So there you go.
So that's only 300.
Yeah.
No, we've got a great one here, and I think this is a good callback to some of our previous. Excursions into AliExpress here. This is the Red Bella Humor Funny T-Shirt Men Rocket Man Printed Korean Politics King Spoof Figure Kamiseta Masculine Kim Jong Cotton T-Shirt.
Okay, this is a knockoff of the Shepherd Fairy Obey poster design.
Yeah, but also the Supreme logo, which is what that Rocket Man part is stylized after.
Are you sure about that? Because it looks like Obey.
The red and the white, that font, is specifically the Supreme logo stuff.
I don't know what the Supreme logo thing is.
Cool.
But it looks, I mean...
Well, I'm telling you, hold on. Now I have to show you what the Supreme logo looks like.
Okay. What he's trying to say, Brian, is it's a product.
It's a product.
It's a product.
Data.
That's the Supreme logo, and then this is the shirt.
Right on.
Anyway, it's both of those things. You're right. The face does look like the Obey Andre the Giant has a posse sort of look.
Yeah, but also Obey is also in a italic sans serif font.
Okay, you're right.
Anyway.
You win.
Let's sell it.
Everyone needs shirts.
This is our...
Mike TV can just play while you guys argue whether or not it's from 15 years ago or from 5 years ago. Like, if you guys want to do that.
No. Listen, people need to know about the real Rocket Man, you know? Western culture spent so long defining who the Rocket Man was, right?
Yeah, but this is the original Rocket Man.
This is the real Rocket Man.
Time traveling, wheeling, dealing.
Time traveling, wheeling, dealing Rocket Man. That's the crazy thing you just said, because that was the exact lyric.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Jeez,
OG,
okay.
Time traveling. OG, wheeling and dealing. Time traveling, Rocket Man. OG, time wheeling, feeling and swealing. Rocket Man. He's a fucking Rocket Man.
hi, it's me, the internet's Brian Brushwood. Now, a lot of people are divided in these times along harsh political lines. Some people think this is an homage to an Obey shirt. Others think it's Supreme. But there's one thing we can agree on. It will cover your nipples. But don't take it from me. Just ask my friend, Justin Robert Young.
Hi, my name's Justin Robert Young, and my nipples used to be out and open. But now, I have them covered, thanks to the massive face of despot Kim Jong-un. And a name that I think might be one of two references spanning between 15 and 5 years ago. Which is it? I'll leave that up to Bryce and Brian.
Oh, Justin, oh. When you open your nipples, it's really horrific. Take it away, Mike TV.
Cover your nipples with the Rockin' Man. Cover your nipples with the Rockin' Man. Cover your nipples with your very own Rockin' Man. Rocket Man. Batteries.
Woo!
Batteries not included.
You literally launched a rocket into Japanese airspace like 12 hours ago. So, yeah. A great bit in the apocalypse. Like, people will be like, oh, how much fun they were having.
They were literally making up songs shortly before they exploded. Bonnie did like it. Okay, hold on. Let's cut to Bonnie live.
Oh, yeah. Now, Bonnie, no.
But
Papa, before the Big Bang, when was the last parody song about Kim Jong-un?
Well, history is preserved in the archives of the great Big Big Brain. It tells the story. Shall we go to Big Big Brain and see it again?
Big Big Brain.
I think that's you, yeah, Mike TV.
No, he's the only brain here.
Anyway, all right, I think, do we have time for one more?
Oh, yeah, of course we do. Of course we do. We always have time.
Yeah, we do. Wouldn't it be great if we had time for that? Why don't we just talk about how great it would be if we had time for
Well,
it, what
I'm not
minute.
Worried about the time.
I mean, I'll tell you what, time's great. I love it. You know, otherwise you're sitting around, you're like, what, is it the same time? No, I know, because time's elapsed. It's a great idea.
All right, here you go.
All right.
Look, this is fun for the whole family now. You know, sometimes, you know, we saw some stuff today. Maybe not for everybody.
Yeah, it's fair.
But this is something I think everybody can get into. This is the, let me get the name right, 12 pieces a lot dinosaur toy set, plastic dinosaur world play, toys, dinosaur model, action, and figures, best gift for boys.
Well, this looks like something totally innocent that definitely can't be made perverse through an internet comedy show.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a Diplodocus. There's Triceratops. There's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, there's a little oasis. So you can pretend that after the asteroids have blown up all of humanity, these are the last 12 surviving members of the dinosaur race. And they begin to slowly cannibalize one another as they begin a race to be the last of their own kind. Hilarious for ages 8 to 12.
I mean, if only there was one song that could... I could just sum up kind of everything.
I mean, I don't know about you, Justin, but I feel ever so slightly aroused. You know, I get this funny feeling. I used to play with little dinosaurs like this when I was a kid, and maybe it's affected me as an adult. You know, my first sexual thoughts happened while I was playing with dinosaurs.
And, you know, I think if I were to sum up both of our feelings, it would go a little something like this.
When I was a wee one, I had my first crush. Those tiny fossil arms made me the plastic arms, made me blush. That neck, that tush, that burnt, that neck, that horn, that tush, that never-ending smile. That's when I knew I was a plastic paleophile. It may be a sin, but that toothy grin drives me wild. I'm not into boys or girls, I just want plastic dinosaurs. I want my plastic dino whore. Omnivore, carnivore, herbivore. I'll fuck 'em all till I'm dinosaur. Archaeopteryx, extend those plastic wings. It makes me think the naughtiest things. Brontosaurus, with your neck so very long, I could stroke it all night long. Velociraptor, give me some more, you big dickosaur. I'll fuck 'em all till I'm dinosaur. Megalosaur, give me your ultra megalodon. Seismosaurus, you shake me, you're breaking my heart, heart on. I wanna go back, back to the past, for that sweet plastic dino ass. I wanna wind back the clock, tickety-tock, for that fat dino cock. Please take me home, I'm all alone, stuck in a world without dinosaurs. With the dinosaurs. Oh, what a bore.
Boo, you phoned that one in.
Yeah.
God damn it. You guys got me. You guys got me.
God. Yeah.
Squeezing plastic in on a song that has a lot of lyrics is really tough.
Oh my God. Oh my God. By the way, 1,200 people. 1,200 people concurrent on the front page of Twitch just listening to Paleophile. That's amazing. This is great. One more time, twitch.tv/MikeTVLive. That song was not written in 2 seconds, as we were kind of pretending, but
yeah,
was written by his chat because you stream live here and you do fun shit like that. Tell everybody about more about your channel.
Yeah, so we do occasionally. I will actually co-write songs with my chat. I'm Mike TV. I'm in a band called Get Set Go. I've got 13 albums in stores. So I read a lot. I only play originals, but I've got hundreds of them, and people like them sometimes. Sometimes they puke and run for the hills, but like that song. But we actually they're fun, ridiculous, over the top, silly. There's earnest songs and there's real genuine rock and roll, and you know, and so we set ourselves on fire, and then we just kind of hang out and sing songs. In a kind of,
right. He's like most rock stars, they just need to speak in crazy talk. Mike's just awesome. He's so talented, as anybody who's listening to this episode will know. But please tune into his streams. They are awesome. For my money, it is the best of music creative on Twitch, and you will not regret being around his talent. So go ahead and follow that. twitch.tv/MikeTVLive.
Thank you, Jason.
Hells to the yes. Hey, man, I have a new idea for a segment. It's called How Totally Fucked Are We? And it goes like this.
Movie Draft Minute!
Welcome to Movie Draft Minute, presented by CosmicRadio.tv for the week of November 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Roberto Villegas. All right, the following words are either going to really confuse you or bring back nightmares you didn't even know you had. Slide, slide, jump, jump. All right, let's go check the scoreboard. Team Frogpants are in sixth place, still waiting for their first film. Team Feline is in fifth place, $151.8 million. Team Jury is in fourth place, with Coco bringing in $75.2 million, bringing their total to $263.1 million. Team Big and Tall is in third place, $286.5 million. Team Champions are in second place, $328.5 million. And in first place, the whopping $382.5 million. It's Team Core Killers. And that is your Movie Draft Minute for the week of November 27th, 2017.
Dude, what are the odds of the second Star Wars movie doing better than the first? Because it sounds like Disney is making all the moves and all the noises that indicate that this is the best Star Wars movie they've ever made.
Yeah, for my money, the way that Kathleen Kennedy was managing that, like, it seems that they're definitely trying to knock this out of the park, right? The thing is, they made some pretty dramatic changes to the story and to even the creative management, just to make sure that they came out with a great movie. So, like, the thing is, I think it's going to be better than Force Awakens as a movie.
I think the movie will be better.
By the way, better than Force Awakens equals the biggest movie of all time domestically.
Well, yeah. Are you talking about quality of movie or money?
I'm saying quality movie. So for my money, when the word of mouth gets out. So even though people are going to flock to the theaters, of course they're going to flock. But when people go, this is an amazing movie, that's when you're going to get the repeat viewership. And that's like, you know, and so whatever window you guys have, it's just, will everybody just keep going back and seeing it? But the thing is that, like, if it's a good movie, I'll definitely go see it two or three times in the theater.
Yeah,
in the first weekend.
Well, like, look, if you if you listen for, you know, the between the lines that they're saying, they gave the director his very own trilogy to write and direct, which is a tremendous, astounding vote of confidence. Then they turned around and they said it's going to be astonishingly long, 2.5 hours, followed by, under your breath, you're welcome.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you'll thank us later. And we're seeing in the chat, we got people who are in management over at AMC Theaters saying that they fully, like, they are preparing for this to be bigger than The Force Awakens, which means effectively this is the most sideways blowout. This is going to be the biggest blowout in the history of our movie draft ever.
I think the fact that nobody chased down that percentage, because if you have not been a part of our movie drafts for gigantic movies like this, if more than one team or person wants to bid 100, then now the new bid is how small of a percentage you will take. It only went down to 85 in a year when everything else has taken an absolute crap.
And by the way, me, I was the one that chased it down to 85, and I could tell that was far beyond Tom, my partner's, Tom's comfort level. Like he was like, I trust you, I guess. I don't know. And then when it got to 85, that was my hard stop line.
Yeah.
But that was a bad move on my part. That was bad move.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be it's gonna be interesting. But I think it's over. I think that there's really not much that could happen that doesn't have The Last Jedi taking it. And by the way, I'm excited. I'm more excited for it than I thought I was gonna be, because I like The Force Awakens, but The buzz on this, the feel of this one, I don't know. It just feels like it's just going to be good. It feels more confident than The Force Awakens did.
Yeah, I agree. Everything about it seems like they got it together. Are you did you go see Coco?
I did not, no. I was too busy looking at Coco exhibits at Mexico in Epcot. Coco did well and didn't beat Justice League.
You guys own that movie, right, Justin?
Me and Brett.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I had high expectations. I'm glad it delivered.
You haven't seen it yet.
No, I'm planning on catching it this weekend.
Are you sure you don't want to go see Thor Ragnarok again?
Yeah.
No, Coco is incredible.
Yeah, it's great.
I did.
It's great.
It's great. It's Pixar in a form that I haven't seen in a long time.
Awesome. Last night we were doing the Cord Killers podcast, and we we paused it or we muted Tom so that Tom couldn't hear us, because he, like we said, we got as far in our review as saying, like, the best part of this movie was going in with no expectations, no idea what we're about to see, and it was utterly delightful. Yeah. And so Tom bowed out. We paused it, or we muted him, and we started talking. And then we get to this part at the end, and then and Bryce is like, Did you cry at the end? And I'm like, motherfucker, I cry at Thor Ragnarok. Like, I cry at everything.
Yeah. Amen.
It made me cry. It made me cry a lot. Yeah. A lot of that good Emmy juice. It was great. Yeah. It's going to be a good movie. The soundtrack is incredible.
So, wait a minute. What the controversy with Coco is not the movie. The movie, I think, is universally praised. Controversy with Coco is apparently there is a elongated white people tax at the beginning with the Frozen
white people
feature.
Tax. White people tax.
Yeah, that they have a direct to TV Frozen special that they instead tacked onto the front of Coco instead of one of the shorts that Disney usually puts in front of their movies.
Yeah, because normally like the shorts are always super well regarded. It's usually the testing ground they have before people get full features.
Now, for someone like me, whose kids was there with my kids, and when I first saw Frozen, I didn't really care for it. There are still fundamental story elements I think are really weird. The whole third act is very obviously made up at the last minute because they realized they had a popular song and the villain had to somehow be a hero and all that stuff. So I had problems with all that. But in the intervening time, in the last, 4 or 5 years, I've seen my child grow up loving the music of it and loving the story and meeting Elsa and Anna and all that stuff. So for me to be there sitting next to them while they were watching, you know, Frozen, and for me to have learned to appreciate aspects of Frozen, like the design and all that stuff, it was probably, I had more fun in that 30-minute short than I did watching the actual movie Frozen. But
Not a good case for me to go watch Frozen.
Don't watch Frozen. It's a bad movie. The third act sucks. Okay. You've already heard all the songs, and we're done.
Yeah. I think I think we're going to have a lot of traumatized dating later on. Like, how fucked up is it that, like she meets this guy and they sing a great song and then
he ends up being the total
totally weird. Okay. And
that's a good lesson to learn. But, you know, they might as well learn.
I have a way to couch all this. All right. Okay. Now, for you, the Frozen thing was nothing but a negative. But
it is well made. The songs are fine.
Right.
Decent animation. But
here's my theory.
It's 22 minutes.
You were given a gift by not knowing anything about Coco going in.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Think about the marketing department over at Disney. They say, this movie's amazing. It's testing through the roof. How do we sell it? Oh, we have to explain the story to everyone. And then someone says, I got another idea.
We put Frozen on it.
All we have to say is Frozen short at the beginning of it. That'll get everyone in, and then they'll watch it.
That's just...
So if that now, if you think about it as a tax, as a literal, not a white people tax, but a marketing tax, like I will sit through 3 hours of that shit for the experience of having a mass market release movie where I somehow go in not knowing a goddamn thing. Like that was amazing to me.
20 minutes.
Okay.
Long.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. And was it the kind of thing that could have been cut down a bit and they just
no,
didn't?
No, it had like 6 or 7.
It was tight.
Songs
it was tight.
It was
super
tight.
Tight.
Very dense. Okay. Right.
I mean, yeah. you could tell this was meant for primetime television and just thrown on there.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was great. It was fun. It had all the notes. And like, I always cringe at like the funny little sidekick characters, but Olaf was really kind of postmodern.
Tolerable.
Yeah, he was tolerable and he was like aware but not aware, so he got to make jokes that were funny for us.
Yeah.
But like I am thinking darkly here in that like here is I felt like they had to do like white people so nobody would complain about learning about another culture.
Jesus Christ.
Like, celebrating your culture now. Can't you sit through
the
a movie?
The worst part is you're not, I don't think you're wrong.
I think they did it
that
as part
is
of a,
cultural.
Dark
thought.
This is obviously what it is. There's no doubt that that's what it is. It was that like, hey, I understand that a lot of people might be a little weirded out by the idea that we're talking about death and Mexicans. So what do you say, frightened white people who also are a gigantic, undeniable economic generator for the Disney and Pixar base? We give you a little thing. You come see our thing. We swear to God you'll like it. But you come in, you see the thing, and it'll be fine. Get you in. A 25-minute spoonful of sugar will help the Mexican heritage.
Help the Mexican go down.
Sure.
Oh my goodness.
And like, sure. I mean, Coco does it. I feel like Coco does a very good job of reacting. I mentioned this on the Spoiler Time. Coco does a very good job of presenting death and the afterlife in Mexican culture in a way that is not Westernized,
not creepy.
It's not a zombie movie. You know, he's freaked out because he's walking, seeing living skeletons, not because the dead are alive. You know, like it really handles the culture very well. So
awesome.
I mean, having said that, and also the music is fantastic. The visuals are great. The animation is spot on. And
I keep pulling up the album on Spotify.
We were talking about this on Chord Killers. There is an old person who is accurately portrayed the way children see old people with giant tufts of hair puffing off of her chin and everybody clearly not dialed in with what the rest of the family's up to and being ushered around and stuff. It's great. It demystified all that. It was like, yeah, that's part of what it means to be alive and be part of a family.
I actually had a really weird connection to the movie because I had just gone and visited my grandmother. She's like 94, and she's about to pass on.
She's 94?
She's like exactly Coco right now.
What do you have to say about me, too?
What?
We're asking Angela Lansbury at 92.
Yeah, seriously, right? But then, but anyway, so she's going through this, like, you know, she's not recognizing people and all that kind of stuff. And then but like all my family was saying, don't take the kids to see her. That's not
they're gonna traumatize
her. I'm like, you know what, when I'm this age, I want people to come see me, yeah. even though I have hair growing off my chin. You better shave it. But it's like, I don't, I thought it was like really, I was offended by everybody making it demonized and weird. And then to go to the movie and that boy is just like joyfully celebrating his grandma. He's like, yeah, but I love Coco, you know? And I thought that was great.
Awesome.
It was amazing. Highly, highly recommended. I'll go see it again. Like I told, I told Bryce if you wanted to go see it again, I would
go. Maybe we'll see it on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, let me, if you guys, guys
I'm actually not traveling for 3 weeks. So I'm very excited to catch up on movies and have a good time. And Coco is definitely on that list. Want to know what else is a list? Diamond Time, where you can submit your own projects right here on our Reddit. That is reddit.com/r/diamondclub. Right up there at the top. Sticky desk post. It's in green, so it can be seen. Top three get red. Here's the first one. You need to buy gifts. That's just a fact. Chances are you need to buy gifts for a nerd. That's a probability. Nerds are notoriously hard to shop for, so why don't I get them some cool, handmade, custom nerd shit. Daniora Cosplay, Daniora Cosplay.com is reopened for all your nerd shopping needs with custom orders and new items being added daily. That is Amy Frost. Amy Frost did the patches for Stickers or DIAF. I got a chance to see her at PAX Unplugged. She is awesome. I can personally vouch that shit is dope. Go buy from her, Daniora Cosplay.
Longtime friend of the show and my co-host on The Modern Rogue, Yellow Gold, a.k.a. Jason Howell, has a new album up on Kickstarter and needs our help. He's got a lot less than 4K left to go. Oh, sorry. He's got less than 4K left to go in 18 days, and he's old school Diamond Club, so show him some love. Kickstarter is yellow420.com/JasonSwag. Listen to his last two albums for free at yellowgoldmusic.com. Dude, he's talented in so many ways, not the least of which is being a genuinely amazing, wonderful, good person.
Yeah, he's showing off at this point. Like, he's a great father to his kids. He's an amazing podcast host, and he also is like a genuine rock star.
No, look at me. I'm good to my family. I take care of my kids. I run the board at the Twin Network. I'm pretty much great all around, and I haven't had an annulment. That's him. That's Jason Howell. Don't fall for it.
Very specific. By the way,
everything is collapsing. All characters are collapsing.
It's all one character.
It's a singularity. It's all
one, yeah.
Hey, how about this one from Short Angel? Hello again, Diamond Club. Long story short, I'm back with a re-release of Forgotten Relics under my new brand, and I'm looking for you for your help to give them the love that they deserve. So, if space pirates who wield magic sound up your alley, check it out over at bit.ly/sciencefantasy and learn where you can get the ebook for 99 cents. Okay, that's really, really good that they mentioned it was an ebook for 99 cents at the end. So Forgotten Relics is a book. Go get it. Ebook, 99 cents, bit.ly/sciencefantasy. If you want to have your project shouted out right here, then go ahead on over to our subreddit and subscribe to it. Comment. Go hang out with other Diamond Club people. It is reddit.com/r/diamondclub or diamondclub.reddit.com.
Hell of an evening, Justin.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times. Good to be back. Good to be on crack. Good to be,
No, it is good to be on crack. You know what?
Yeah.
Listen, kids, a lot of adults won't shoot straight with you, but we will.
Yeah.
Crack will fuck you up. It will fuck you up.
Man, yeah. You sound like an old man.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm serious. It'll fuck you up. Yeah. I mean, yeah. In a scary way. Like, you'll be like, oh, shit. Shit. Shit's happening now. It's basically how that works.
Yeah. It's like, knock, knock, open up the door. It's real. It's crack.
Yeah. I see why this caused all the problems in the 80s.
Yeah. No, it'll get you.
Woo! Hey man, thank you to everybody who tuned in live to watch us on the front page of Twitch. If we're not back next week, you know why. It's because
we stole the virtues of crack.
Make it a mighty me.
Yeah. Hey, make it a crack. Make it a, I mean, like.
Yeah, yeah, of course, man.
Thank
yeah.
you to Chat Rail for coming up with the best gifts for this holiday season. Yeah.
Hey, follow us real quick. It's for free. You know what's not free? Crack.
Super expensive, man.
What's like, Jesus. With- I mean, what is this? The 80s?
You got stand-up comics like, anybody notice how expensive crack is these days? Super expensive.
Hey, Brian, there's one thing that we always say at the end of the show.
Yeah. Stay alive forever.
Do crack.
It's crack. Do crack on Thursdays.
Why am there? No, I don't know.
Not crack fire.
Night attack. Love you guys.
I love you.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.